The EntertainmentNerds.com podcast and affect opinions of entertainment nerds, managers, employees, affiliates, you, me, or anyone you know. Be cold, don't sue.
Hello and welcome to the EntertainmentNerds.com podcast. I'm your host, Adam. It is Friday, September 28th, 2007, and I'm going to tell you about new things for Star Trek, new exclusives, new Star Wars stuff, new Transformers stuff, all kinds of goodies. So sit back and enjoy the next, 15 to 20 minutes, and hopefully you'll like it. And if you don't, well, there's always a delete button on your computer. Movies. As always, we start with a look at movies. New this week, In the Valley of Elah, The Kingdom, Feast of Love, The Game Plan, and Trade. I don't care either. Also, The Darjeeling Limited, the new Wes Anderson movie, is opening on a grand total of 2 screens this week, so good luck trying to see it. Last week at the box office, Resident Evil Extinction was number 1, followed by Good Luck Chuck, The Brave One, The 310 to Yuma, and Eastern Promises. Whoopee! On your television device, The Comedians of Comedy is going to be on this Saturday, September 29th. It's a very funny show with fantastic talent that you'll probably recognize some of, but not all of. They put on a giant 2-day show in Los Angeles last year, one of which I was lucky enough to go to at the Troubadour, and it was great. So if you have Comedy Central, tune in on Saturday night, and you'll get to see people like David Cross, Maria Bamford, Patton Oswalt, Sarah Silverman, Bob Odenkirk, Brian Posehn, and many others. It's worth taping. If you don't like one person, skip them for 2 minutes and go on to the next, because they are funny. Transformers the Movie 2 is currently supposedly on deck for 2009, or so says the rumor mill. I haven't seen too much directly out of Paramount, because there's a lot of talks about the Spielberg, Universal, Paramount, DreamWorks, whatever craziness. We'll see what happens, and hopefully we will see plenty of new toys in 2009. Toys! It's a good week for toy news. Let's start with Transformers. The Transformers Collector Club has confirmed that the next BotCon fan convention will be in spring 2008. Where? Nobody knows yet. G.I. Joe. The G.I. Joe convention in Atlanta is going on as I speak, and there are a number of exclusives you can buy. In addition to the massive, and by massive I mean $300 box set, there are Jetpack Troopers, 2 versions of the Mauler vehicle, the Vamp, and Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yes, that Rowdy Roddy Piper. These items will be available on eBay, probably as I tell you about them, and any leftover should be on the Collector Club site in the next several months. Star Wars. There's going to be some interesting stuff announced within the next 24 hours. Watch your favorite stores and news sites for more, because I can't say much else. The Toys R Us exclusive Arena Encounter Battle Pack has hit. For $60, you can get all 3 Geonosis creatures, plus Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Padme. More on this later. Star Trek. Diamond Select has confirmed they're going to do a new classic communicator based on the original television show. What's more, Entertainment Earth has a deluxe exclusive communicator that costs exactly the same but is a better item, so you'll want the Entertainment Earth one. It features all of the regular sayings on the basic communicator, but it also features one additional phrase, plus all the beeping and stuff of the regular one, a vac metalized gold lid, and a black glossy finish. The regular release doesn't have the vac metal gold lid, the black glossy finish, or the additional phrase. So to read all about it, go to Entertainment Earth, visit our Star Trek area, and order yours now. It's a limited edition, and I believe that limited number is not exactly going to be huge, so you'll want one. Video games. Xbox 360, new and downloadable this week, nothing! But 3 games were put on sale for 25% off, which basically means nothing considering you're talking 2 $5 games and a $12 game. The games include Frogger, Bankshot Billiards 2, and Hardwood Spades. New character art from the upcoming Super Street Fighter 2 HD remake was released for both Cammy and M. Bison this week, and it's looking sharp. I'm still reading that the game's multiplayer has been greatly improved from previous Street Fighter games on the Xbox, and it should still be on tap for 2007. It looks very good, and I can't wait to play it. Nintendo Wii. The new virtual console games this week are the Super NES Kirby's Avalanche, a Puyo Puyo clone, which was pretty good, Genesis's Streets of Rage 3, which should be okay, and the TurboGrafx-16 Legend of Hero Tanma, which I've never heard of, and frankly, I'm sick of these TurboGrafx-16 games that no one has ever played. That's mostly what we have for you on video game news this week. New from Entertainment Earth. This week, Entertainment Earth has added a lot of new products, and while we add a lot of new products every week, I really mean we've added a lot of new products. Doctor Who, Tonerdahl, full high-end costumes worth of gear from 300 are now available to order. If you need a sonic screwdriver, a giant Batgirl doll, or Spartan leather briefs, we've got you covered. Entertainment Earth also has a new exclusive statue from Japan called Iroha from Samurai Spirits, limited to 100 pieces. Not many of her are coming to the U.S., so be sure to get yours now. We're also going to have an exclusive Star Trek Classic Communicator, and of course, the Star Wars Elite Forces of the Republic action figures are coming soon. Also, for those interested in that set, we just got word through the various Hasbro Star Wars Q&As that they run that they're actually retooling the helmets, and it's going to be awesome. Finally, be sure to check out our site for exciting new product over the next several days. We can't tell you what all of it is, but if you listen to this show, we can pretty much guarantee you will care. Thank you for your business at Entertainment Earth. This is really shaping up to be a short show because we're about 5.5 minutes into it, and it's already time for Toy of the Week! This week's Toy of the Week is the recently released, and by recently released, I mean I found mine last Saturday when I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, Star Wars Arena Encounter Battle Pack from Toys R Us. It's much bigger than your normal battle packs because it comes in a giant window box similar to the exclusive X-Wing Fighter. You can see the background of the Geonosis Arena. It's got a big window, and it comes with 3 action figures and 3 beasts, pretty much all of which are from 2002-2003. The 3 action figures are Anakin Skywalker, Padme Amidala, and Obi-Wan Kenobi, while the beasts are the Reek, the Nexu, and the Eklai. If you don't know what any of these things are, hold on just a minute. I will be happy to explain everything to you and why you do or don't care. First, let's do the action figures. You probably don't care about these as much because there's not really much to like. The Padme figure includes her metal chain and her blaster, and that's about it. The pillar from the original 2002 release isn't here, but she still has her quick draw attack, and she's in her white outfit, as you know, which is slightly torn. And it's more or less the same figure as the original release, except that it's made out of a plastic that looks like it's less prone to discoloration. A lot of Hasbro action figures from 2002 and 2003 had a habit of developing this weird green film on it. It can be wiped off, but it's still there, and it's bizarre. So there's a good reason to buy this new release if you want what appears like it will be a pristine white Padme. The second figure is Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's the arena battle version from early 2003. He has been retooled. He no longer has a magnet in his hand. His spear has also been retooled, and it's no longer metal. So it's less likely to break. It was a very fragile spear. The head has been repainted to have better eyes and eyebrows, in my opinion. He also includes the handcuffs of the original release. And for some reason, in Episode 3, Obi-Wan Kenobi lightsaber. I don't know why, but it's there. Other than that, the figure is pretty much the same as the previous release. It's not really much of an improvement, but it is an improvement. So if you're looking for the best and the best of the best, this is it. It also does not include the pillar from the original release, much like Padme. So if you want those little short pillars, you're not going to find them here. Finally, as far as the action figures go in this set, is Anakin Skywalker. It's the slashing attack version from the Deluxe 2002 figure. You push a button on his back and he crosses his lightsabers in front of him. As far as I can tell, it's identical except for the head deco. The eyebrows are not black. They're more of a lighter brown color. The hair is slightly altered, but it's basically the same exact figure. Even the lightsaber blades and colors are exactly the same. So you really don't need this figure. It's still okay. You won't be sorry to have it, I don't think. But you don't really necessarily need to run out and get one. So the figures, not so hot. The beasts, on the other hand, are a little bit more interesting. Let's start off with the Nexu. The Nexu was known as the Bad Kitty in the development of the movie. It's a cat-like creature with 2 tails, very wide toothy mouth with 4 eyes, outstretched claws, and it's pretty cool. He has a bendy tail still. He's been redecorated. He no longer has a gaping flesh wound on his torso, and the electronics, as well as the button to activate the electronics, have been removed, so he no longer can make his horrible growls. The action feature is still present where you open his mouth, push down on his tongue, and it'll clap down on your figure's feet, which is pretty cool. And the eyes have been recolored. There's no green in them. They're purely red. And the stripes have been redone. So it's essentially a significant redeco. If this release is an action figure or something like that, I would suggest you get it because it's different enough where you might care. If you didn't get the first release, this one's very good. And yeah, it's a pretty good figure. Next, let's look at the Reek. The Reek, I don't believe, is an improvement, but it's still pretty nice. The eyes have been redone to be more beady. There's a lot more dark plastic on the figure. The earlier one is more of a dark brown. This one's kind of a blacker brown. The back has the red coloring on it, which is pinker. The horns are a little bit pinker than I would have expected. And the creature's nose ring is black, while the mouth is also black. So he doesn't have the brownish white teeth anymore. They're black. You can still push up on his crotch, and he'll rear up his hind legs and his head. All electronics have been removed. If you unscrew the battery compartment, it seems to have been glued in, so you can't even see if the electronics are still there or not. It's the same sculpt as the 2002 release, and unless you have him sitting side by side, most fans won't notice that this is different than the 2002 release. So if you missed the first one, get this one. If you got the first one, it's better than this one. So you've been warned. Oh, it's also missing the stripes. The original one had horizontal stripes on the legs. This one doesn't. So I like the first one better, but that's me. Finally in the set is the Acklay, which is far and away the reason to buy this set. It is significantly improved. The first one in 2002 was badly colored. It had lots of white on the head where it didn't need it. The coloring was off. It was more of a white instead of an off-white. The coloring was in the wrong locations. The face looked funny. It just wasn't a good figure. This one made all the corrections. It still has the opening cavity with the guts inside and the same claw attack, the snapping jaws. Basically, it's like someone looked at a 2002 figure, said, no, this isn't going to do. Went back and fixed everything. It looks like the model, well, digital model in the movie. And it's pretty close to perfect. The legs are stiffer. The deco is nice. It just looks good. And if you got the original Acklay, I would almost recommend getting this one just for accuracy's sake. It's a little expensive, the whole set. But if you want to have the best possible figure, this is it. And unfortunately, the overall set for $60 is a bit of a hard thing to swallow, because what you're essentially buying is about, let's say, $65, $70 worth of product. So you're not getting much of a discount by buying it all. However, these three beasts go for a lot of money on eBay. If you want the original Acklay, it's going to cost you $30, $40. If you want the original Reek, it's going to be decent money. If you want an original Nexu, it's going to cost you. So if you're a parent buying for your kids, this is a good set for them. If you're a collector who just wants an Acklay, a Reek, and a Nexu in your collection, this set is still cheaper than buying the three individual items. But keep in mind, it is just hitting Toys R Us now. I've seen it at one store once, and they only had two of them. I don't expect this to be an exceedingly popular item, so if you're a package collector, you might want to be on the lookout for it as well, because they are going to be hard to find in mint boxes. All the ones I saw are a little crunched on the bottom, and it's a great package. Also, on the bottom of the package, which is just cool to see from a collector point of view, they show the first five waves of 30th anniversary figures and 11 vehicles, all side by side, kind of like on an old classic card back, when you could see everybody at once, which is totally cool. I wish Hasbro would bring that feature back. I think it's great to show the entire year's product line all at once, but they want to show bios and UPC codes and pictures, which is, I think, suck. Just show me the entire toy line. That's what I'm here for. That's what we're all here for. Market to us. We have money. Take it from us. Well, at least me anyway, because I'm stupid and I love these things. But the whole set's pretty good. And it's my understanding that this is the final Toys R Us exclusive of 2007 for the Star Wars line. Who knows what 2008 will bring? So that means you got to start turning your focus to Kmart, Target, and Walmart. It's my understanding that Kmart just got some exclusive tin packs that were originally going to be UK exclusives as late fall exclusives. I haven't heard confirmation directly from Hasbro yet. It looks like they're either the identical figures and identical tins to previous releases, except they're going to give Oppo Rancisus a green lightsaber, which is probably a rehash of an existing green lightsaber. So stay tuned for more on that, Variation Hunters. Walmart's going to have a whole bunch of new exclusives, like comic book packs and Galactic Heroes. Plus, they have that exclusive Transformers 2-pack that the stores that got it seem to not be able to sell, which I don't really surprise at all, because it sucks. And Target has a number of exclusive SKUs, including two Ultimate Battle Packs, what I'm hearing anyway, two Galactic Heroes Battle Packs, the TIE Bomber, the AT-RT Assault Battle Pack, and just a whole mess of stuff. Oh, and Walmart's got the Max Rebo Band reissues, so you might care about those. So there's a lot of Star Wars coming out in the next few months. Several $100 worth, in fact. And don't forget, there's going to be a Diamond/Previews/Internet-exclusive Battlefront multi-packs of Star Wars figures. So if you like Battlefront 2, there's Clone Troopers and Battle Droids you can pre-order today at your favorite stores. Entertainment Earth has them. I highly recommend you order them because they're going to be cool. And you get a whole bunch of clones and droids with awesome weapons in a box set for a pretty good price. That's it for this week. As you can tell, I have been rambling. It's going to be a much shorter show than I'm used to, but hopefully it was a good one. I will see you all in October, where I'll be able to tell you about all the new exciting stuff that I'll be able to find out about later today. Hopefully, unless things change. That's why I'm being vague. You never know what happens, because I haven't been into the office yet. Yes, it's my dirty little secret. I do this in my home office. Again, my name is Adam Paulus. This is the Entertainment Earth Podcast. You can contact me at adam@16bit.com with your comments, praise, feedback, and hate mail. You probably won't, because most people don't. But hey, thanks for listening. I will see you all next time.